Hey squad, I'm your host, Danielle Donovan, and you are listening to 5-Minute Fridays, a 5-minute pep talk and boost of inspiration to take with you into your weekend. Today, we are sitting down with the president and co-founder of her campus, Windsor Western, and today's topic is about unlocking the mindset shift for sales. Windsor, what was that aha moment or biggest unlock that you've had in sales to help you increase your brand partnership revenue by 10,000%?
Thank you so much for having me, Danielle. So sales gets a really bad rep, but I think that sales is one of the most valuable skills that you can hone in on, one of the most valuable skills. If you can focus on becoming a good seller and an effective seller, it can take you so many different places, right? The majority of major CEOs are sellers in one regard or another, right? Because selling is really about transferring your enthusiasm into another person and getting them just as excited as you are about whatever it is that you're representing. So the first thing with selling is making sure you don't have that feeling of ick about it. Again, people think used car salesman, someone's trying to trick me, right? If they're selling. So the first thing, most importantly, if you're going to be selling something, make sure it's something that you really believe in, a product that you use, something where you really see true value. Because if you don't actually see that value, people will see straight through it and it will not be effective, right? So the first thing is make sure that you're really passionate about it and that you feel really good about the product that you're selling. The second thing is making sure that you see the real value that you're providing. I had a sales coach one time tell me there are equal V's. Think about the V standing for value and who brings value into a relationship. If you as the seller think, well, I'm the tiny V, I have a little bit of value, but the client who has the money, that's the real value. They're big V, lots of value in the money. I'm tiny V. I just have this thing and I hope they give me money for it. That is not an equal value exchange. You're not going to feel good about who you are or what you're bringing to the table. If instead, think about the V's as equal. I have a valuable service or product, right? That is really amazing. And it is worth every penny that this person might spend on it. That's an equal V value exchange. And it puts you on the same footing. You're not beneath your clients. You're not subservient to your clients. You're also not superior or above them, but you're on equal footing with your clients. So making sure that one, you believe in the product you're selling. Two, equal V's, equal value exchange. And then the third thing is if you're trying to figure out how to open up doors, people don't like being sold to. They don't like feeling like they're being sold to. But what people do love is learning, growing, mm-hmm. and being really good at their jobs, right? So if you're selling in a professional capacity, how can you make that person that you're selling to better at their job, look good for their boss, right? If you're selling in a personal capacity, how can you make your customer's life easier, day better, right? Thinking about it in that way. I recently bought a book and I saw the ad for the book and it wasn't, I wrote a book and I'm the smartest person in the world and everyone should read my book. It was, I bet you're interested in learning this thing. I bet you're interested in figuring out how to do X, Y, Z. And I was like, I am interested in those things. And I bought the book right away, right? Because it was about me. So the case study that I'll explain very quickly is we have a lot of research about our audience, which is college women, that we found really valuable internally. And rather than saying, hey, buy from us and we'll give you a little bit of research, we said, why don't we share this with our customers? Why don't we help educate them about young women? Because all of our services back up the research that we do. We build our services and our solutions around the research that we do. So if we share this research out, it's only going to reinforce that people should buy from us. And then all these clients would listen to us and say, oh my gosh, you guys know so much. You guys are experts in this space. And it just opened up all of these doors. So think about providing value to your customers to open up doors outside of just a transactional relationship. Make sure that you know that your value is equal to theirs. It's not the money is superior and whatever your service or product is that you really need it from them. It's an equal exchange. And then make sure you feel really good about what it is you're selling and you're authentically standing behind it.
And there you guys have it. 5-Minute Fridays. To connect with me, I'm over on Insta at @thesquad_co. And we'll link all of Windsor and her campus's info in the show notes. Windsor, thank you so much. That was so powerful, so valuable, all in 5 minutes.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danielle.